in our studio right now. I want you to meet somebody. Is Frances Wright. She's an Allstate agency owner for how many years, Frances?
30 years.
Wow. In what neighborhood?
In the Beverly area.
You lived there your whole life?
No.
Where are you
from?
Don't
live there now. I'm from Chicago. I'm actually from the Woodlawn area.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got into the business of insurance, huh?
Yes.
Did you work for an agent and then sort of eventually just buy your own, or how does that happen?
No, I worked in the olden days in what we call Regional Operations Center, where they used to do data processing. So we actually had to input every application by hand. That's where I started off. And what happened, we had some salesmen. Managers, they used to come through there all the time because they wanted us to process their business quicker so they could win different contests. And so they saw the long hours that I worked, and they were saying, hey, if you can work out here with all these long hours, you would just be great as an agent. So I thought about it, and I had a young son at the time. I needed more flexibility and wanted to make more income. So eventually I switched over to sales.
So you were a bit of an insurance wonk. But now you're a business person when you're out there on your own. That must have been a little terrifying.
Yes, it was very terrifying.
And you got to build up a client base, too, right?
I sure did, yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, you start off being very scared and broke.
Like any independent business person.
Exactly.
You eat peanut butter sandwiches for 5 years.
Right, yes.
And then but I suppose, I mean, this is one thing I think we've all discovered with the Allstate agents we've dealt with is that, you know, you got to know the numbers. You got to know the program. You got to know insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to like people. You've got to be a pleasant person, don't you?
Definitely.
You're in sales.
Yes, yes. You do have to be a pleasant person. You have to be someone that just kind of understands people, different types of people. You know, you have people that are, you know, really sharp. You have people that are impatient. You have people from different economic backgrounds, different ethnic groups. So you have to, you learn how to deal with those people.
Especially in Beverly. That must be just an interesting neighborhood.
Yes, it is. It's a really nice neighborhood, though. Nice, beautiful homes there. But I don't just serve Beverly. I serve the Chicagoland area.
I see. You know, and I preface this conversation because I said driving season is coming up. And I'm thinking, I happen to know that you guys have some interesting thoughts, ideas, and programs for drivers, right?
Yeah.
One of them, I know we talked about this off the air, is the DriveWise Telematics Program. What is that?
Well, the DriveWise program, it's a great program. It basically, the telematics program can actually show you real time how you're doing as a driver. So it started off with me offering it more like a discount for our clients, even though they can achieve discounts on their policy with the DriveWise app. But it has evolved into more into that because it's a way for people to see how they're driving, if they're speeding a lot, if they're doing a lot of harsh braking.
It's an app on my phone.
Yes, it's an app you could download on your
phone. And it knows if I'm going 55 or 75 or whatever.
Or 80 or 85, yes.
Or if my kid's going 85.
Definitely, yes.
Actually, do people use it that way? Do they monitor their children's behavior or to just be a sort of safeguard to themselves?
I think initially people start calling in because they were trying to see why didn't they get a maximum discount. And so the conversations just came up where we could show them how they were really driving. And so we could say, hey, you've been driving over 80 miles an hour. Look at the number of times you were doing that. So then it did become into like a conversation we can have regarding safety.
So but is that an incentive then? So if my app displays that I've been a safe driver, you told me it monitors like severe braking and things like that.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so if I can demonstrate that I'm a safe driver
mm-hmm.
based on the use of this app,
yes.
I would get a discount then?
Yes, you would.
Yeah. What other safety tips do you have for folks that are driving over the holidays or this summer?
Well, some of the safety tips that I came up with, number one, yeah. You want to guess what it is?
Don't use your phone while you're driving.
You are just so awesome. Yes. No texting.
Yeah.
And don't use your phone while you're driving. You're right. No drinking. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
One's as bad as the other anymore.
That's
you see
right.
People, you can't tell if they're drunk or if they're texting.
Right. You can't.
Yeah.
And then how about no racing? Don't get out there racing.
Yeah.
And then keeping your car in good condition. That's another good one. And then also, I would say, I really want to talk a little bit about DriveWise, about with young drivers, with teenage drivers because there's a lot of peer pressure, too, for teenagers to drive fast and to text and get on the phone. So we know this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and unfortunately, between Memorial Day and Labor Day is known as the 100 deadliest days of fatal car crashes for teenagers, so especially high time during this time. So you could use the telematics program to kind of coach your children how to drive, too. Because, you know, they're going to be going to prom. They're going to have graduation. Some of them are going to be driving, going away to school for the first time.
Yeah.
So it could really be used to help them.
So if I'm an Allstate customer, I get that free if I want that app?
You know what? Allstate is so awesome, and they are so committed to helping keeping people safe, whether you're a customer or not. You can download the app for free on your phone, as long as you have a smartphone.
Do I get a discount if I just download the app?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
When you first start it, you get 3% off. Yep.
3% off my premium?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And 15%, up to 15% if I'm a safe enough driver?
That's right. Mm. Yeah.
See, I'm a good student here. I'm paying attention.
You are very smart.
I do a talk show. Mm. All right. Francis Wright with Allstate in Beverly, right?
Yes.
You're on Southwestern?
Yes, 9013 Southwestern.
It's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming into our studio. Everybody drive safe. I think that's a smart way to remember it. The 100 most dangerous days for teen drivers mm-hmm. are between the two summer holidays.
Yes.
So let's make it safe for them and get that app and use it.
That's right.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.